Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with thousands of lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. At this moment, we are in the midst of the 22nd Annual World Congress on Illumination. Hundreds of thousands of people all over the world are joining us in consciousness, adding to our open door and expanding it to envelop the entire planet Earth. Through this door, the light of God is flowing to anchor the very first archetypes for the new Earth in the physical plane. During this hour, we're going to work in the eternal moment of now and weave our energies with all of those who are gathered in Archangel Michael's focus of power and protection that pulsates in the etheric realms over Lake Louise near Banff, Canada, and the Rocky Mountains. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am presence for this activity of light. This facet of your God self is your true reality. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Know that the light of God is always victorious and that you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in deeply and exhale from the very depths of your being. Breathe in again. And continue this holy breath rhythmically and harmoniously. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the hearts and minds of all of the lightworkers gathered at Lake Louise in Banff, Canada, with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the I Am presence of every other man, woman, and child on earth. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the most intensified frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out, deeply and rhythmically, as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands to the divinity in your heart with every breath. This divine love is now flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is now forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of divine love spans the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth-dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life will ascend on the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth. During our special time together today, focus and remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. The 22nd Annual World Congress on Illumination is being held within Archangel Michael's force field from August 16th through the 21st. So today, on the 19th of August, we are in the midst of this building momentum of light. We are one, and there is no separation. Our divine mission in this activity is unfolding day by day during this holy week, and it is being accomplished in perfect divine order. During this facet of the divine plan, the very first archetypes for the new earth are being anchored into the physical plane of earth. These are the archetypes for God's infinite abundance and eternal peace, and they vibrate with the fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. All is in readiness, and the I Am presence pulsating within every heart flame is joyously participating in this opportunity to add to the light of the world. This is true whether humanity is consciously participating or whether their God self has been given permission by the company of heaven through the invocation of light workers to intervene on behalf of that person. The 22nd Annual World Congress on Illumination is building in momentum, and light workers from all over the world are physically present. In addition to those that are physically present, there are hundreds of thousands of light workers joining with us in consciousness from the far reaches of the planet. I'd like to share with you the countries that are physically present in the location of Lake Louise at Banff, Canada. The countries are Australia, Austria, Belgium, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Brazil, Canada, England, Finland, France, Honduras, Greece, Ireland, India, Italy, Japan, Mexico, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Nigeria, Paraguay, Puerto Rico, Scotland, South Africa, Spain, Switzerland, the United States of America, Uruguay, and Venezuela. There are 28 foreign countries that are physically present at this activity of light. And within each of these locations and myriad other locations on the planet, light workers are joining us in consciousness. The beings of light are guiding us through the very facets of the divine plan to our victorious accomplishment day by day. So there's never a lot of information about the specific divine ceremonies for us to share in advance. I encourage those of you who are tuning in with us from distant locations to listen to your heart, and you too will be guided through each day by your I Am presence and by the company of heaven. For the rest of this time, through the closing ceremonies, which will take place on August 21st, be in the eternal moment of now. And whenever you're able to join with us in consciousness, know that it's going to be right and perfect. This momentum of light is building from the opening ceremonies, which took place on August 16th, through the closing ceremonies on August 21st. Your intention is what matters. Know that if you and your group intend to be the most powerful force of light you are capable of being during this miraculous facet of the divine plan, you will be. Trust yourself. I want to thank you for your heartfelt desire to assist humanity and this sweet earth. This is a moment we have all been waiting for, and we have been preparing for eons of time. The new earth has already been co-created in all of her splendor and glory in the realms of cause. Now it is time for these patterns of perfection to begin manifesting in the physical plane. And the very first step of this activation and this physical anchorage point of the new earth is taking place now. And the greatest need of the hour, according to the company of heaven, the very first archetypes that will be anchored are the archetypes of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. Your light and love are needed in this holy endeavor and gratefully accepted by Mother Earth and all life evolving on this precious planet. I truly appreciate you and the light of the world. Thank you for your willingness to be an instrument of God. I'd like for you to join with me now as we do the invocation for the World Congress on Illumination, to raise it up to the highest level of God's infinite perfection. I'll state this in the first person so that we will all experience it personally and tangibly. But this invocation has been building in momentum for 22 years, and the activity of light now is being brought into physical manifestation. In the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I am, and through the power of the creative fire pulsating in every human heart, I invoke the entire company of heaven, the legions of God's will and divine order. Powers of light, come forth now. Blessed ones, envelop every man, woman, and child on earth in a force field of your divine consciousness. Raise all life into the remembrance of the vows they took in the heart of God to love this planet and all life free. Cut free any line of force that is interfering with this divine revelation from their I Am presence. I invoke the mighty I Am presence of each person now to take command of their physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies and fill every soul with divine love, faith, courage, confidence, abundance, knowing, trust, illumined truth, humility, gratitude, and abounding joy. Allow each person on earth to know the urgency of the hour and the need for his or her physical participation in the activity of divine plan that is being accomplished through the World Congress on Illumination. Allow the truth of the opportunity at hand to resonate in each heart flame. Let each person perceive on a conscious level the glorious results this unification of lightworkers will have for all life evolving on Earth. Let the awareness of the untold blessings awaiting those who selflessly serve humanity to be anchored in their feeling worlds. May the buoyant joy and elation of such service also be experienced by each one. Legions of light, expand this activity daily and hourly until every light worker answers their heart's call and carries this blessed planet home. I accept it done through the power of God, I am, and so it is. One of the final steps of preparation is to raise every single soul who is resisting this forward movement into the light, those souls who are being manipulated and controlled by their lower human egos, who through the fear and worry that they are not going to be able to contain and maintain their control. These souls are resisting moving into the light because they don't understand that they are magnificent sons and daughters of God. They think they're going to be destroyed. So the beings of light have given us an activity, a visualization, that is titled, I Am Now, Loving All Life Free. Through the infinite power and protection of Archangel Michael, every lightworker on the planet is being asked to invoke this light on behalf of the recalcitrant souls that are resisting moving forward in the light. These are all of the souls that are acting out in the outer world through their fear-based human egos, those that think they have to lie and cheat and steal and kill in order to survive, those who think that they have to be corrupt or the greed and selfishness in order to, for them to have their abundance, those that feel that through their religious fanaticism that their lot way of believing is the only one and that they must destroy anyone that conflicts with that belief system. These are the souls that are in danger of not moving forward in a timely manner unless they are lifted up by the light workers in the physical plane. The beings of light want us to know and understand that we have the absolute ability to lift up these souls so that they can get their heads up above the mud puddle of their own human miscreations effectively enough that their I Am presence can take dominion and start guiding and directing their behavior patterns. This is a critical factor in the new earth being manifest in the physical plane. So I would like for you to join with me now as we participate in this magnificent gift that's been given to us by the Company of Heaven, this visualization that will allow us to love all life free. As we participate in this activity of light, it's important that we know that we are all one. And no matter how recalcitrant a soul is, no matter how depraved or what abominable behavior they may be participating in, they are still our sisters and brothers and part of us. And the universal law is, as we are lifted up, our life is lifted up with us. So we need to not hate, reject, and abandon these souls. We need to bring them into the divinity of our heart, the highest frequencies of our fifth dimensional solar heart chakra, and love them as we would a wayward child until they release into the light. This is the gift that has been given to us by the legions of light in the realms of illumined truth under the guidance of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. Again, this will be stated in the first person, so please follow me through this powerful visualization with the full power of your attention. I am breathing rhythmically and deeply. The legions of light throughout infinity are with me now, as I greet this sacred moment from within the peace of my liberated I Am presence. Centered here, I am one with all life. I now realize that I am all humanity, standing forth as the arisen I Am presence on earth. I now reach up into the infinity of my own divine consciousness. And as I do, all humanity is lifted up with me. Humanity's free will becomes one with God's will. And the infinity of humanity's divine consciousness is being reclaimed right here and right now in the physical world of form. I am now the full expression of my I Am presence. And I begin to profoundly experience God power on all planes. I experience my full divine potential, and I realize my presence on earth is but one aspect of my consciousness. In this awakening, I know I am a universal instrument of God on earth. I in-breathe and absorb the light of God streaming into my heart, and I begin to know myself on several levels. I am the celestial child of God, abiding in the physical realm of planet Earth. Here I am performing my cosmic service of loving free all life. I find my gentle rhythm in this aspect of my divine potential, and I know I am that I am. My awareness now expands to my I Am presence. I experience myself as a cosmic flame with light rays radiating out in all directions. I am a resplendent sun of God's infinite light. Here I know myself as God in action, here, there, and everywhere present. As this aspect of my divine potential anchors into the core of my physical being, I again know I am that I am. Now I ascend further into my divine potential within the galactic presence of my white fire being. Here I am whole. The divine balance of my masculine and feminine I am present. Here I see, feel, and become part of the service of the masculine and feminine aspects of my Father Mother God from suns beyond suns. I am one with the representatives of my Father Mother God from the physical sun, beloved Helios and Vesta. I am one with the representatives of my Father Mother God from the central sun, beloved Alpha and Omega. I am one with the representatives of my Father Mother God from the great central sun, beloved Eloah and Eloah. And I am one with the representatives of my Father Mother God from the great great central sun, beloved El and Allah. I am now experiencing the endless ocean of light flowing through me into the physical plane of Earth from suns beyond suns beyond suns. And I know I am that I am. I am the open door for the celestial ocean of light, and here I rest in eternity. As this cosmic ocean of light flows unimpeded through my four earthly vehicles, I release all thoughts, feelings, and memories that are less than the immaculate concept of my true God Self. I am embodied on Earth to express my free will choice to function as an instrument of God and to experience the joy of physical perfection. All that I am, all of my divine potential, is flowing through me here and now. I am at peace in the physical realm, and I am resting in supreme God confidence. I now feel the opening of the fifth dimensional stargate of my heart. I immediately see the truth of all life around me through this force field of God's infinite love. I see every facet of life and all of the unbalanced energies as they were intended to be seen in the expanded divine plan. These energies are innocent primordial light entering my awareness at this time to be redeemed. I now greet all of these unbalanced energies on Earth as my Father Mother God would, from within the flames of peace, detachment, God confidence, and supreme authority. I take this precious misqualified energy into my being, holding it in my arms of light as I would an injured child. It cannot overwhelm me or control me in any way, nor do I need to fear it or shun it. I simply hold it and love it until it has calmed, desiring on its own to rejoin the kingdom of heaven, which is within me. As this energy releases itself into the light, it experiences the infinity consciousness, which I am. And it again finds its proper place in the universe. In perfect divine order, it shall now be eternally free, held firmly within the perfection of my full divine potential. And I affirm to all life everywhere, precious life, come unto me and be raised up into the light of our Father, Mother, God. Precious life, come unto me and be raised up into the light of our Father, Mother, God. precious life, come unto me and be raised up into the light of our Father and Mother God. As a powerful instrument of God, I am safely accepting these unascended energies into the fifth dimensional stargate of my heart flame, where only perfection abides. I am in holy communion within this focus with my Father, Mother, God. And as these returning energies enter the divine potential within my heart flame, they are also in holy communion with my Father, Mother, God. Now, rather than feeling rejected and thus lingering as patterns of negativity, these precious energies feel accepted and loved as the innate God energy they are. Within the embrace of my infinite love, they now voluntarily release themselves into the light, and they become one with all of the great force fields and momentums of divine light throughout the whole of creation. This great dance of transfiguration is taking place within the newly opened fifth dimensional stargate of my heart. And I both participate in this dance and observe it in the detached peace of my omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the great I Am, all that is. I am in perfect harmony within my Father God's confidence, protection, power, and divine authority, and my Mother God's love, patience, divine compassion, and reverence for all life. I rejoice that unascended energy is now finding its way home through me. And I release myself into the peace of knowing my perfection is handling all imperfection perfectly. My perfection is handling all imperfection perfectly. My perfection is handling all imperfection perfectly. And now every particle of life on earth begins to resonate with the profound truth. Beloved Father, Mother, God, from your glorious heart I came into being, and into your loving heart one day, when my service here on earth is through, I shall return. I thank you for the privilege of having life, and for my physical embodiment during this sacred time, in the permanent golden age of spiritual freedom and eternal peace is being established on earth. Thank you for the gifts of transmutation through the power of the violet transmuting flame, the sacred fire through which all that is not of the light is being purified and returned to its original perfection. Thank you for the flame of transfiguring divine love, the sacred fire through which humanity is now experiencing the divine intelligence and the divine love that will transfigure every soul's heart and mind. Thank you and the legions of the ascension flame for sustaining the open door through which this sweet earth and all life evolving upon her are ascending into the fifth dimensional realm of infinite physical perfection. In deep humility, I offer you the cup of my consciousness as a holy grail through which the light of creation will flow to fulfill the immaculate concept of the divine plan for planet Earth. Beloved Father, Mother, God, through your divine grace, empower me with the ability to radiate the full divine potential of my I Am presence to all life evolving on this planet with every breath I take from this moment forth. And so it is. now with these precious souls lifted into a higher frequency where the divine I Am presence can take dominion, we will begin drawing forth the patterns for the archetypes for the new earth that are associated with God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. Feeling this golden radiance of light pouring forth from the very heart of God, all life is lifted into a new frequency of perfection and pure divine light. The golden rays of eternal peace and abundance from the causal body of God are now flowing through the cup of my consciousness into the heart of every evolving soul on this planet. This golden light is pulsating with frequencies of the fifth dimension beyond anything humanity has ever experienced. Contained within the essence of this flame of eternal peace is God's infinite abundance. And contained within the essence of God's infinite abundance is the flame of eternal peace. I breathe in deeply, and I become one with this golden light as I enter the secret place of the Most High Living God within my heart. As I enter this sacred space on the holy breath, I am open and receptive to the impulses pouring forth from the heart and mind of God. The hour has at last arrived, and the divine fiat has been issued by my Father, Mother, God, for the divinity that's pulsating within my heart and the hearts of all humanity to be given full liberty and freedom of expression. My I Am presence and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child rejoices in this divine edict and will now give every possible assistance in manifesting the archetypes of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace from the causal body of God on earth. I become a keeper of the flame of eternal peace and abundance in accordance with my divine destiny. And as this gift from the heart of my Father, Mother, God occurs through me, it is simultaneously occurring through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. My earthly bodies are being brought into perfect balance, and the latent powers encoded within my heart flame are being released. The abilities that I have developed over eons of time that will assist me in co-creating the new earth are being brought into a balanced state of true mastery. The immortal, victorious threefold flame within my heart now begins to expand and expand. The blue flame of divine power from my Father God empowers the golden flame of eternal peace and abundance in the hearts of all humanity. The pink flame of divine love from my Mother God directs the flame of eternal peace and abundance through every heart flame and floods the earth to bless all life. The yellow-gold flame of wisdom from the sons and daughters of God enlighten every mind to the divine truth that eternal peace and God's infinite abundance are inseparable aspects of God's perfection. And all is well. I realize these are days of great acceleration due to the influx of divine consciousness that is flooding the earth. The vibratory action of every facet of life is being stepped up the maximum that cosmic law will allow in every 24-hour period. The golden flame of eternal peace and abundance, now pouring through my heart, assists me in maintaining balance through this process. It allows me to experience the bliss and joy of this activity of light involving Earth's ascension into greater perfection. I am now reaching into a new octave of my godhood, and my Father, Mother, God are able to easily move through me. My eyes become blazing rays of light, through which the light of God blesses all life. My hands become mighty conductors of God's healing power. My lips become the instruments through which God's words are formed and directed into the physical plane of earth. My feet walk the path of light. My life force now becomes the vehicle through which God enters the world to love and serve all life. I realize and accept my unlimited ability to do whatever I desire in order to establish and expand God's perfection in my world and the worlds of all humanity. Through my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, I am a mighty balancing activity of light, pulsating in through and around all life on earth, now. In the name of the infinite presence of God, I am. I now call to my I Am presence and the I Am presence of all humanity. As one voice, one heartbeat, one breath, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, I affirm. Beloved I Am presence, enfold me now in God's peace and abundance as I become an eternal golden sun of God's divine light. I am an eternal golden sun of God's peace and abundance, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. I am an eternal golden sun of God's peace and abundance, now made manifest and permanently sustained by Holy Grace. I am an eternal golden sun of God's peace and abundance, now made manifest and permanently sustained by Holy Grace. And so it is. I am invoking the golden light of God's abundance and eternal peace on behalf of myself and every light worker who is involved with establishing the patterns of perfection for the new earth in the physical plane. I know through every fiber of my being that my Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven are accepting this financial sustenance as a gift of love that is being given to God in appreciation for humanity's gift of life. I expect and accept that this money is blessing all life and increasing 1,000 times 1,000-fold on its return to me and on its return to those who are selflessly assisting beloved Mother Earth. I know this is transpiring with the highest good of all concerned, right here and right now. Moment by moment and day by day, everything I need to fulfill my divine plan is now available to me through God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. The universal laws, ask and you shall receive, and knock and the door will be opened, are manifesting in my life now and forever. I revel in the buoyancy and elation of my newfound freedom and God's infinite abundance. The company of heaven rejoices with me as I reclaim my divine birthright and accept my eternal peace and the God supply of all good things. And so it is, beloved, I am. Through all levels of divine consciousness, I now decree, I am, I am, I am. The eternally sustained manifestation of God's infinite supply of money and every good thing I require to assist me in my service to the light. I am, I am, I am, the eternally sustained manifestation of God's infinite supply of money and every good thing I require to assist me in my service to the light. I am, I am, I am, the eternally sustained manifestation of God's infinite supply of money and every good thing I require to assist me in my service to the light. In deep love and appreciation for my glorious gift of life, I consecrate my heart and soul to be the open door for the patterns of perfection, for the archetypes of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace, until the new earth is manifest and all life evolving here is wholly ascended and free. It is done, and so it is. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Now, through the power of God blazing in my heart and the hearts of all humanity, I joyously receive and accept the gifts of the golden flame of eternal peace and infinite abundance. On the wings of this divine light, I ascend into the causal body of God. From this realm of divine consciousness, I have the clear inner knowing that God is my supply. I relinquish now in the name of God, I am, all of the power I have ever given to lack and limitation through my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown. I relinquish now, in the name of God, I am, all the beliefs I have ever had that were based in poverty consciousness. From this moment forward, I consecrate and dedicate my life to be the open door through which the new frequencies of the golden flame of eternal peace and infinite abundance will now flow to bless me, my family, friends, co-workers, and all humanity. As I breathe, think, speak, feel, and act, the presence of God within me is perpetually expanding the archetypes of God's golden light of eternal peace and infinite abundance to all life evolving on earth. And so it is. I accept this sacred gift from on high. I am experiencing my true integrity. I am trustworthy and honest. I am an expression of divine truth. I am worthy and deserving of prosperity. I am able to transform every aspect of my life now. I am lifting up in consciousness, and I ascend into the realms of perfection. I pass over the highway of light that bridges heaven and earth, and I enter the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light, which pulsates in the fifth dimension. I am one with God. I am that I am. The entire company of heaven is standing in readiness now. And I send forth a clarion call into the universe, invoking my illumined brothers and sisters to come and help me in this moment of transformation. The cosmic tone of my clarion call reverberates through all dimensions, and the response comes from every corner of the cosmos. I see the luminous presence of legions of divine beings descending into the atmosphere of Earth. They take their strategic positions above the planet, and they begin forming a tremendous circle as they stand shoulder to shoulder. as one unified consciousness, one breath, one heartbeat, one energy and vibration of pure divine love. The beings of light breathe into their heart flames. From the very heart of God comes the golden flame of eternal peace and abundance. This resplendent golden flame contains within its vibration every frequency of God's abundance and eternal peace. This sacred fire is the most glorious, scintillating color of gold I have ever seen. As these magnificent beings absorb the essence of abundance and eternal peace into their heart flames, they become blazing golden suns of light. Now, in perfect synchronicity, they breathe the golden flame into the center of the circle. As the golden rays of light pour forth from their heart center, they form a brilliant golden sun in the center of the circle. This sun is the matrix within which the cosmic force field of God's abundance and eternal peace will form. The beings of light, now magnetizing the archetypes for the force field of abundance and eternal peace, which is held in the divine mind of God, and the template forms within the golden sun. This template is a radiant, scintillating golden pyramid of light, and pulsating within the base of the pyramid is a shimmering white lotus blossom. With each pulsation of the lotus blossom, concentric circles of divine opulence are projected into the physical plane of Earth. These circles of light bathe every particle of life evolving here in the golden radiance of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. Unformed primal light substance is now magnetized into this etheric template, and the golden pyramid of abundance and eternal peace is tangibly manifest in the atmosphere above the earth. This force field of light will be sustained through the unified efforts of embodied light workers and the entire company of heaven until all life evolving on earth is wholly ascended and free, and until the archetypes for the new earth of eternal peace and God's infinite abundance are tangibly manifest in every person's life. Now the lightworkers on earth prepare to be the open portal through which this divine gift of abundance and eternal peace will manifest in the world of form. The threefold flame blazing in every person's heart begins to expand and expand until it envelops the entire physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of each evolving soul. I experience the beautiful blue flame blazing through my left brain hemisphere and the left side of my body. This is the masculine polarity of God, qualified with divine will, power, and authority from my Father God. I now experience a beautiful pink flame blazing through my right brain hemisphere and the right side of my body. This is the feminine polarity of God, qualified with divine love, adoration, and reverence for life from my Mother God. As the masculine and feminine polarities of God are blazing within me, they are brought into perfect balance. And I experience rising up between them the yellow-gold flame which represents the child of God, qualified with divine wisdom, illumination, enlightenment, and the Christ consciousness of my I Am presence. I am now enveloped in my immortal, victorious threefold flame. I am the full expression of my I Am presence, now made manifest in the physical world of form. I magnetize into my heart flame the golden ray of light from the tremendous pyramid of abundance and eternal peace that is now pulsating in the atmosphere above the earth. As the golden light merges with the spark of divinity in my heart, a miniature replica of the golden pyramid with the white lotus blossom is formed in my heart flame. This creates a magnetic force field that enables me to draw the full momentum of the blessings from this sacred pyramid into my everyday life experiences. I breathe in deeply, and as I do, I reach into the golden pyramid of light. I absorb the golden flame of abundance and eternal peace from the lotus blossom. And as I exhale, a fountain of golden light pours through my heart center into the physical plane of Earth. This golden light floods the planet and flows into the hands of every light worker, every activity of light, every conscious person who will in any way, shape, or form use this gift of prosperity to establish the patterns of the new Earth in the physical plane. Through this gift of substance of money, it becomes tangibly available and flows continually into the hands and use of every life stream, every organization, and every activity that is receiving the ideas from the divine mind of God that will establish the new earth here and now. The money flows easily and effortlessly into the tangible use of all of the light workers on the planet who are operating from a consciousness of reverence for all life. From this moment forth, everything I need to fulfill my divine plan is always available to me. I feel the buoyancy and elation of my newfound freedom, and the entire company of heaven rejoices with me as I reclaim my divine birthright of abundance and eternal peace. I am aware that I am a multidimensional being, and I abide both in the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light, and in the physical world of form. My life from this moment forward will now reflect the immaculate concept of this gift of abundance and eternal peace. With every breath, I am continually an open portal for the full magnitude of the gifts from this golden pyramid of light. Moment by moment, the transformation into the perfection of the new earth is occurring, and the archetypes of abundance and eternal peace are manifesting in the lives of humanity. This is the order of the new cosmic day on planet Earth. Thank you, beloved Father, Mother, God. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow the transfiguring divine love of my Father, Mother, God, and the full momentum of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Beloved ones, stay focused on this activity of light during this sacred and holy week. Know that this energy is building in momentum. Listen to your heart. Your I Am presence in the company of heaven is guiding each of you specifically and deliberately to fulfill your facet of divine plan during this cosmic moment. This information has not been brought into your awareness by chance. You have been preparing for eons of time to be the open door to assist with this facet of the divine plan. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today. I'm grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. And I am grateful for your selfless service to the light. Please join with us again next week for another global activity that will add to the light of the world. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to awaken your divine potential.